This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. When the U.S. military attacked Fallujah, insurgents attacked in other parts of Iraq. And one of those places was the northern city of Mosul. Insurgents have been abducting and killing recruits to Iraq's new security services. NPR's Philip Reeves is embedded with a military unit on the outskirts of Mosul, and his report is subject to military restrictions.
1 in 4 will go to the hospital, where the morgue is up in Mosul General. Drop off the bodies right at the morgue, just the body bags, put them all there. In the other section, we're going to go up north by the river and recon that area. Questions, comments, concerns, bitches, gripes, complaints.
Colonel Eric Kurilla issues his orders to his soldiers as they prepare for another trip to Mosul to pick up more corpses. They've been doing this for several weeks, but in the last few days, the insurgents have accelerated their killing spree.
They're kidnapping them, tying their hands and feet, executing them and putting them in very public areas. Sometimes they'll place a sign on them, you know, that says this is what happens to an Iraqi National Guard soldier, this is what happens to the Iraqi police by, you know, working with the coalition. And they're trying to scare the hell out of them.
Kurilla and his men, soldiers from 124, the battalion he commands, set off inside Stryker armored vehicles. They're accompanied by a handful of Iraqi soldiers from the National Guard in a flatbed truck. It'll be their job to collect the bodies. In the last 3 days, 32 corpses have been discovered. It's not long before they find more. Sergeant Eddie Boy Mesa.
One of the vehicles spotted another body, approximately 4 bodies to be exact. Sometimes we do get intel, but, you know, all we can do is just go off what we see.
The soldiers clamber out into the bright, cold morning. There's hardly anyone around. The shutters are up, the surrounding buildings bear the scars of battle. The bodies of 3 men, shot through the back of the head, lie by the road. They seem to have been deliberately placed there so the public can see them. Looking uneasy, the Iraqi National Guard soldiers bag up the bodies as a US soldier urges them on. No one among them wants to spend any longer than they have to on these streets. The patrol moves on. Soon there's another body, again dumped by the side of the road. Colonel Kurilla accosts a small group of Iraqi civilians nearby, evidently too frightened to collect the body themselves.
I just find it unbelievable that you don't even pick up your own countrymen. You disgust me.
The U.S. is trying to counter this attempt by the insurgents to prevent the creation of Iraq's new security forces. Accompanying Kurilla's men is 46-year-old Sergeant Guy Smith from Psychological Operations. He's a reservist, a plumber in civilian life. But now he darts out onto the streets to paste up posters condemning the insurgency, including one attacking the insurgents for killing a local professor of literature.
She was very, very pro-Iraq, new Iraq government, anti-AIF, and murdered her in a car.
The murderer?
Yeah, shot her. Actually, they massacred her.
U.S. military officials believe the killing spree is now beginning to backfire on the insurgents. Major Mark Beeger thinks the public of Mosul are becoming revolted by it.
I think that it's having a reverse effect on it, and it's hardening, you know, the people's will against them.
But it's not easy to counter these tactics, and there are several complications. One Iraqi's been detained on suspicion of infiltrating the Iraqi National Guard and identifying new recruits for the insurgents to kill. There are worries, too, that the insurgents are exploiting ethnic rivalry between Mosul's Sunni Arab majority and the region's Kurds. Colonel Kurilla says the U.S. will eventually succeed. He says some battalions of the Iraqi army and National Guard have seen mass exoduses, but he says the Iraqi soldiers he's working with are holding up well.
Right now in the battalion that works with us, the 106 ING, very, very strong battalion. It's the one that's probably stood the strong, has stood the strongest, not probably. Very effective leaders. They have not seen a great attrition.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Mosul.